Thank you for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hello, I'm Jennifer Stagg. Today's episode of Mormon Channel Daily goes along with our latest blog post, which will come out tomorrow. And you'll really want to check this one out because it's written by our guest blogger, Stephanie Nielsen, maybe somebody you've probably heard of. And it's about personal prayer and scripture study. So if you committed yourself to studying and learning from the scriptures every day, that is no doubt a huge commitment. And this is something that we strive to do to live a faithful life. Many people read the scriptures from the first verse to the very last verse, front to back. But that is really only one way to study the scriptures and learn from the scriptures. There are many different ways to study and learn. So by putting maybe a little variety into your approach, you might bring some new life and excitement into your personal reading, your personal scriptural reading. So remember, whatever approach that you use, if you always begin with prayer, you'll have an easier time understanding and finding answers to those prayers. Try learning about a topic, studying a specific topic instead of starting with one chapter or one verse. Maybe think of a topic that you'd like to learn more about and then do research on that specific topic. So this may be fun to do with your family, maybe with your kids. Each month can be a different topic and your children can help find scriptures inspired by that month's theme. So maybe a little bit of a treasure hunt within the scriptures. You can study a person or a prophet specifically. So you can choose a particular person that you'd like to understand better and let that guide your scripture study. And maybe, you know, you'd like to learn more about Mary or Ammon. You can use the scripture study to help find references to learn more about those people and their lives. Maybe make them feel more real rather than just reading through a verse and seeing their name here and there. You can seek answers to your questions and let your questions and concerns be your guide. If someone in your family is wondering why Sunday is a day of rest, approach your scripture study with that question in mind. You can start by looking up the Sabbath in the study and seeing where it leads you. And just kind of think of that word only as your launching point. That could also kind of be fun with kids as well. Let them pick the word of the day for scripture study. Look for the Savior and his teachings. So what was the first thing the Savior taught to the people of Nephi when he appeared to them in the land of Bountiful? Look for 3 Nephi 11 to find out. So what did Christ teach in his Sermon on the Mount? You can read about that in Matthew 5 through 7 and Luke 6. So you can kind of go with whatever you want to learn about the Savior and then just kind of see where it leads you from there. You can make a list of scriptures. Create a list of scriptures that have special meaning to you. You can seek for scriptures that illustrate God's love, comforting scriptures, or scriptures that will aid your confidence. You can keep this list in your scriptures or even work on memorizing them. Isn't that a neat idea? And lastly, start today. However you choose to study the scriptures, your study will help build your faith in God and in the gospel, and there is no one correct way to study the scriptures, so don't be afraid to branch out. Also, remember to check out that Mormon Channel Daily, Mormon Channel blog tomorrow for more insight on this topic from guest blogger Stephanie Nielsen. Well, Neil L. Anderson from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints leadership said, "With influences of evil that surround our children, can we even imagine sending them out in the morning without kneeling and humbly asking together for the Lord's protection, or closing the day without kneeling together and acknowledging our accountability before him and our thankfulness for his blessings? Brothers and sisters, we need to have family prayer." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.